This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And guess what we talk about here today? Yes, indeed, what we've been talking about for the last, 27 years or so. Fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. That's for sure. So, you guys are running the show here for the first little while, and then we're going to have a guest call in. Mark Menendez is going to be calling in. Mark is a professional bass angler in the Elite Bassmaster Series that's ongoing right now through tomorrow up in Cecil County on the Susquehanna Flats in the Upper Susquehanna. All the bass champions are up there. All the big names. Yep, Kevin Van Dam and Gary Klein and even some of the old veterans. I saw Paul Elias is up there. Just a whole big bunch of them, 100 and some, I guess, are fishing our Upper Susquehanna Bay to win their share of this Bassmasters Elite Tournament. So you can go on BassmasterElite.com, Bassmaster.com, and see the leaderboard and everything else. And, of course, one of those fellows will be joining us this morning. Mark is, I believe, in 17th place. And I think you got to get in the top 12 to compete tomorrow. So today's the big shakeout day. There have been some pretty impressive stringers up there. I think 35 pound or something like that is leading, which is 10 fish, which average 35 pound would be 3.5 pounds apiece. So nice bunch of fish from the upper bay, and we'll bring you more information on that. I think Tackle Box Tim is going to call in with Mark on the air here about 5:30 or so. So we'll be waiting for that call. Then at 6:30, stay with us because Sam Larson is going to be here. Sam Larson is from Lincoln, Nebraska. He's 22 years old, and that name may sound familiar to you if you are a viewer of the History Channel and watching the show Alone. Alone, yes, Alone. They put a number of participants alone on Vancouver Island, and they allowed them to take 10 items with them to survive for a period of time. And then, of course, they filmed themselves. No camera crew, no lift out, no anything like that. And you were allowed to call. You were allowed to make a phone call. And the only thing you were allowed to call for was if you quit. So let's see how this goes. Sam, I believe, is one of the finalists. The cliffhanger was this past Thursday night, the grand finale comes up on this coming Thursday night, and we'll talk more about that in the next hour. So two guests at the bottom of each hour, and we hope that in between you folks will be calling us with your calls on your fishing and crabbing and success and your outlook on anything outdoors or hunting or whatever it might be. So there you go. Here we are. There you go. Phone number is 410-922-6680. For those of you who have difficulty remembering that number, it's 410-WCBM-680, which is the call letters of this radio station that you're listening to, and 680 is the number on your AM dial, the most powerful name in talk, 50,000 watts, booming across Maryland. Well, you know, like from Frederick to Mount Airy, but now we go about as far west as Frederick. We go south straight on a straight line down through Annapolis, and then we kind of move east. We got the whole eastern shore, part of Delaware, and what did somebody tell me one time? 26 miles out into the Atlantic Ocean, which does, I don't know. Yeah, I guess if you're out on a boat and you have your AM radio tuned in. you could pick up the signal 26 miles out in the ocean. Hi, Alan. Hey, look, we're hooked up on a big tune. I just wanted to let you know. Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Oh, man. I heard about a charter captain friend of mine from Maryland, Randy Dean, who runs the Bay Hunter out of Chesapeake Beach, caught a 200. What did my buddy tell me? A 270-pound yellowfin tuna off the coast of Hawaii this past week. Yeah. I guess Randy's on vacation out there during the summer doldrums, the dog days of summer here on the Chesapeake Bay, and he went on vacation. And, of course, wherever he goes, he fishes. So, but 260, 270-something, I think. That's a big tuna. That's a lot of tuna salad. That is a lot of tuna salad, trust me. I'll tell you something, though. I only ever caught one tuna. Wasn't that big. It was a bluefin. It was about 60 pounds, something like that, 50, 60 pounds. I don't know how big it was. It took a long time to get in. I know that. It was a big fish. My biggest fish. Anyway, we brought it home, and we grilled it, you know, grilled some steaks and stuff, and they were fabulous. Of course, you always do too much. So I put a cold grilled tuna steak in the refrigerator, and next day I thought, I wonder how this grilled tuna tastes in tuna salad. You want some spectacular tuna salad? Do a tuna steak on the grill and then make the tuna salad after you've got, after you've grilled it. Oh, my good gravy. You talk about good. Yeah, chop that up with some whatever you like in your tuna salad, whether it's onions or celery. I'm not a big celery guy, but however you want to make tuna salad, chunk it up and put some mayonnaise on it. That's all. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I know there's people just out there, just absolutely have been waiting all week to call because they had a question or they had a comment or they caught a fish. Well, now's your time. So why don't we do that? All right. Bear attack. We had a bear attack. A couple bear attacks this week, last week. I don't know if you heard about the grizzly bear that killed and ate a hiker in Yellowstone. It was a female grizzly, two cubs. They found this guy's body about a half mile off the trail, covered up like bears do in sticks and dirt and stuff. He killed him and ate him and covered up the rest so that the bears could come back and feed. That was a female grizzly, and they tracked her down, did some DNA testing, captured her and her two cubs, did some DNA testing, found out that she was the one that ate the guy and put her down. And what surprised me was she was a full-grown female grizzly, weighed under 300 pounds, which tells me something. She was either a poor bear at catching food or she was on her way down and malnourished, and she attacked this guy and ate him. The two cubs are in captivity now, being held for some zoo later. Or if they're not going to be able to habituate them, those two cubs are going to have to be put down too. More of an outpouring of sympathy from the people in this country and around the world for the bear than for the hiker, which is indicative of our society today. And then this past Saturday, a Midlothian, Virginia woman survived a bear attack on Saturday at, I don't know how to say that, Douthat, D-O-U-T-H-A-T, State Park in Bath County, Virginia, that left her with 14 stitches in her back and 14 in her leg. An adult female black bear, believed to be the attacker, was tracked and killed early Sunday. The bear attack prompted the Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation to close several miles of trails on the west side of State Route 629, and that was scheduled to be reopened a couple of days ago, which it was. The woman's name was Laura Cooksey. She was hiking Saturday with three of her four children after a day of canoeing and camping the night before. They reached Tuscarora Overlook. They took a selfie, and rain clouds were quickly forming, she said. So at 6 p.m., the foursome headed down the steep, windy trail, it says, W-I-N-D-Y, with Cooksey and her 19-year-old son, Ellis, yes, walking ahead of her daughter, Hannah Kate, 16, and son, Blake, 22. Within 5 minutes, Ellis spotted a black bear peering at them from behind a tree about 10 yards away. Laurie Cooksey said. Almost immediately, the bear charged. They retreated in the opposite direction, but the bear caught up and headed them off. He was fast. He was just so fast, she said. I don't know if you know this, ladies and gentlemen, but a black bear can outrun a horse in a short run. Did you know that? Within a 30-yard dash, a black bear can outrun a horse. That's true. Look it up. The bear clawed Cooksey's back and knocked her to the ground off the trail. The saving grace that it was raining hard and the leaves were slippery. They both slid in the leaves, and she found herself slightly uphill from the bear when it bit her twice in the leg. Cooksey kicked just enough for the bear to lose its balance on the incline and slide far enough away for Cooksey to make a run for it. When they caught up with the other two, who were unaware of the incident, the bear reappeared. But this time, Blake continually yelled, "Get big, get loud," as he and Ellis screamed and jumped up to intimidate the bears they had been instructed in materials they received when they visited Yosemite National Park. It worked. The bear turned around. "I thought there was no way I was going to survive it," Cooksey said. "I can't believe the intimidation worked so well." She received 14 stitches in her back, 14 in her leg, and as a precaution, tetanus and rabies shot before being discharged from Lewis Gale Hospital in Allegheny last Saturday night, the Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation said in a statement. Well, they tracked the bear to a location near the site of the incident and humanely killed the bear around 4 a.m. on Sunday. The test results expected within a week compared with samples from the attack will fully determine if the bear is the same one attacked Cooksey, but they didn't take any chances with it. The family hikes frequently and on. It was very surreal. She said, "I'm very thrilled. It was me and not my children. I'm really grateful." So how about that from Virginia? That's from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, I believe. So we thank you for that. Wow. Phone call. Where to fish? Linda in Whitemarsh. Good morning, Linda. How are you? Hello, Linda. Goodbye, Linda. Hello, Bill in Manchester. How are you?
Hey, Alan. Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
Not too bad.
Good.
Birds starting to move around a little bit. Got a few doves showing up around.
Season opens September 1, huh?
Yes, sir.
For both doves and Canada geese.
Yep.
I got it.
Yep. Okay. Actually getting some reports of some ducks showing up, some teal.
Really?
Yeah.
That's we missed you at the meeting the other night, Thursday night, the waterfowl meeting.
Yeah.
September 16th to the 30th.
Yep.
Is September teal season.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was in South Carolina.
So. Oh, well, yeah, everybody has to be somewhere, so, you know.
Yeah.
But it was a pretty mediocre meeting. There was no questions about the upcoming proposed duck regulations. You know, the only two things that stuck out to me was two canvasbacks are going to be permitted this year, at least in the proposals. And a cutback on Brant, Atlantic Brant, a 30-day season and a one-bird limit. So,
okay.
And the bigger discussion was on the future of sea ducks. And there were a number of sea duck guides there who were concerned about the cutbacks on the ducks. And, you know, it doesn't look like there's going to be a real radical change other than to reduce the season length. You know, the ducks aren't even here for most of October when the season opens.
Right.
And, you know, they need to reduce the take, the bag on sea ducks, about 20% is what they're looking at. So they're looking at a 60-day season and reducing the bag on, I think, to five ducks from what is it now? Six or seven, I believe. Six. To five, and, you know, limiting the scoters, limiting the long-tailed ducks, and, of course, the eiders, too. The eiders are in more trouble than anything. So, of course, sure. we don't get eiders here. So,
occasionally, I think.
Yeah, occasionally we get an eider or two, which is pretty interesting. But I'll tell you, you got to take that trip to New England and go on an eider trip.
Yeah, I keep getting invited to go to Maine every year. And
I'll tell you what, nothing like it. Nothing like it. Yep. I've been three times and been pretty blessed. So
yeah, get these kids through college and I'll be good then.
I got you, buddy. Well, good. I appreciate the report there, Bill.
Sure, buddy. Always a pleasure.
All right, and who was I talking to the other day? Somebody was looking for a place to go dove hunting, and I gave
Carrie,
me
Carrie Crawford.
Terry Crawford, that's right. Did he call you?
Yep.
Apparently he did.
Yep.
Good. Good.
We'll get it taken care of. Everything's looking good for the dove. That place you've gone with me before.
Oh yeah.
Town.
All right, I got it.
It'll be all set up. So
beautiful.
If you got some time, give me a holler.
All right, we'll do that.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Bill. See you.
Yep. Take care.
Take care, buddy. Bye bye. There goes Bill. Bill Krim, M&A Outfitters. Hunted with Bill for years and years and years. Ducks, geese, doves. So, hey, Merrick Backcountry Dog Food. Feed your dogs what dogs used to feed themselves. Merrick Backcountry. The ancestral diet with grain-free, high-protein kibble and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat. Backcountry's made in the USA for dogs who love exploring it. That's Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you do. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, head to Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle, Pasadena. Hey, of course you love to fish in Maryland, and my guess is you probably like winning prizes like a cash or a boat or fishing trip or fishing equipment. No strings attached. It's simple. All you got to do is fish to win. 67 species of fish across Maryland, from Garrett County to Ocean City. Cash and prizes for fishing your favorite Maryland fishing spot. That's right, $25,000 in guaranteed cash prizes. $6,000 in each of the three regions across Maryland, non-tidal, Chesapeake Bay and Atlantic. Master anglers, if you catch an award-sized fish in all three of those regions, one in the ocean, one in the bay, and one in freshwater, you could qualify to win $2,000 in cash. And then at the grand finale, September 13th, Sandy Point State Park, with yours truly as the master of ceremonies, I will be helping to hand out $5,000 in cash and all the prizes, including the boat, motor, and trailer from Bass Pro Shop, including the fishing vacation to an exotic location by the World Fishing Network. Tackle packages from Bill's Tackle. Bill's what? And behind door number two. All right. Catch and keep invasive species of any size and qualify for a special prize drawing. New state record, by the way, snakehead, taken by a bow fisherman. It's all part of the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Visit www.dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries, or that's where you go to get the information. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner liner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Are you looking for the truth? Find it every weekday afternoon from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spoons, pumpkin seeds and flutes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
Hey, we're back. Weapons of mass destruction, and on the line with us is Mark Menendez, a member of the Bassmaster League. How you doing, Mark? Hello, Mark.
How are you guys?
I'm good. How you been?
Oh, I'm good. It's been a long week out here.
I bet. How you like fishing our Chesapeake Bay? A little tough sometimes, isn't it?
It is. We're not here at a prime time, but it's an awfully good fishery with some good quality fish in it. It would be a different story if we were here in a month, you know, in the fall.
Oh, my.
Fall start. It'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. So you're a little bit down the ranking there. I think I saw you at 17th.
Oh, I'm thrilled to have it. I promise you I am.
Well, you're way ahead of a lot of big names. I see Gary Klein and Kevin Van Dam and a bunch of those guys, Paul Elias, they're all following you in way further down the line. So that's a good spot to be in.
Well, it is, and it's moved myself back for another chance to get back to the Bassmasters Classic. I'm just sitting right outside the cut with two more tournaments to go. And
yeah.
That was the key thing to do this week was to make sure I'd be real close to that cut. And I'm really happy. So I've basically got a free day of fishing today, Alan. I'm going to go out there and try to catch a big bag today and move up in that top 12 and try to gather me 4 or 5 more points today and 4 or 5 more points tomorrow.
You can do it. You can do it. How are the people from Hook treating the anglers?
It's good. It's a good bunch of people to be around. And, you know, it's good to have sponsors of the organization that treat us good, as well as your own personal sponsors. So,
sure. Well, it's the Hook Performance Fishing Bassmasters Elite on the Chesapeake Bay in Cecil County. And Sandy Turner up there, who runs Cecil County Tourism, is a great lady. I don't know if you had a chance to meet with the tourism folks or not, but she's tickled to death to have you guys there. And we're just thankful that the Chesapeake can attract the BASS folks back. You know, we did the classic here.
A long time ago.
Yeah, 1991, I believe. Ken Cook won it right up there where you're fishing. And we know that we've had a tremendous bass fishery in the area. And, of course, it's pounded with tournaments every weekend. You know, when you guys aren't here, I'm sure you've run across a few tournament anglers if you've been practicing on the weekends, but I would hope that those guys have backed off and given you this weekend to do your thing. What's that?
They certainly have. They've given us plenty of room. There's been a few spectators out here watching, and they've been awful kind. And
yeah,
so it's a good situation.
Hey, how well do you know Bernie Schultz?
Bernie, let's see. Well, I could be ugly and say I don't like him, but I could be nice and say he's one of my best friends. So. I like Bernie really well.
When you see Bernie Schultz today, you tell him that you talked to the guy on the radio that he took on a boat ride across the Chesapeake Bay in the Classic.
Okay.
I came with Bernie from the mouth of the Susquehanna all the way to Gunpowder State Park. We had 40 minutes left to get the weigh-in. Now, that is almost 40 miles from that distance, mm-hmm. and we got there in time for the weigh-in, in time for Bernie to stop at a duck blind and catch the only fish he caught that day in the mouth of the gunpowder.
That doesn't surprise me. Bernie burns it to the last second.
And
he's having a good tournament here this week.
And I lost my jacket. And we got a warning from the Aberdeen people. So.
Oh, boy.
We had a good time, but if you see Bernie, tell him you talked on the radio with the guy that he took the boat ride down the Chesapeake with. I appreciate that, Mark. So tell me, what's I know you're not going to reveal your deepest, darkest secrets, but what types of baits are you catching fish on?
I'll tell you straight up, I'm catching them on two baits. I'm catching them flipping a black Rage Crawl, Strike King Rage Crawl, flipping and pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And then the secondary thing is a Black and Chartreuse 1.5 Strike King crankbait.
Right.
And that's it. There's two or three rods out here, and there's multiples of each on there, and that's all I got going.
That's all you got.
But
okay.
I've got an area that I'm staying in and fishing through the tides instead of trying to run the tides.
Right.
My lack of tide understanding limits me on what I can do, so I just stay in the area that's got something grinded out.
Yeah. You flipping the docks, or are you doing the grass, or what are you doing?
Anything that's in front of me.
Yeah, I got it.
But that black Rage Crawl has been the mainstay.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, you got to show them something they don't see every weekend around here. You know, a lot of these guys fish the same thing, two baits and this and that. And, you know, you throw them something a little different that looks like something they want to eat, and they're going to go for it. That's good. So,
yes, sir.
Good. Tell us just a little tiny bit about your sponsors, Mark.
Well, I tell you, I've been in a unique situation. I have the greatest sponsors in the world. I lost my wife two years here to pancreatic cancer.
Right.
I left the tour for 2 years, and the sponsors that are on my shirt today are the exact same people that were there 2 years ago, 4 years, 3 years ago when Donna was diagnosed. I run a Skeeter boat with a Yamaha outboard on it. The reliability of that Yamaha, I can go a long way on the Chesapeake, and I know I'm going to get back. I lose rods and reels, Cigar line, Strike King baits, Lowrance electronics to get me there and get me back.
Right.
Just a multitude of people. Tackle Warehouse is one of my big sponsors, one of the best places to get tackle online.
Got it.
Best prices, best service. So these folks have become very dear to my heart because they supported my family for 2 years. When I couldn't fish.
Hey, listen, buddy, I've been there. I lost my wife 5 years ago on August 5th, so I know exactly what you're going through. So,
It's a tough deal.
It is a tough deal.
Every day.
It is a tough deal.
I had a little talk to her while I was running down the river yesterday, so we'll be talking to her in a few minutes.
Buddy, I'll tell you what, I can certainly feel that, that's for sure. So, look, you probably got to get going, get on the water. You got 9 fish in the bag for a total of 22.9. Leaders Aaron Martin's at 32.8. You got another whole day of fishing. Who knows who's gonna stay and who's gonna go? But I wish you tremendous success. Oh, don't get in any fights with any of our Maryland landowners, okay?
Well, I doubt if I will, since this is just south of the Mason-Dixon line, and I am from south of the Mason-Dixon line. Everybody's a little nicer down here. Got a couple of those Jersey transplants that y'all need to talk to just a little bit, but other than that, everybody here has been awfully kind.
I was reading about you. That's pretty funny. But anyway, listen, tell Tackle Box Tim thanks from me. And I don't know if he's there with you, if he wants
he's
to say
right
something.
Right here.
All right.
I'll hand him right there. Thanks
Mark, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, Alan, how are you?
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
Oh, it's been a blast up here.
You must be having a time of your life.
Oh, it is. I'm watching the best guys in the world fish a really good fishery when it's not really showing itself.
That's true.
You've got guys who did well the first day and struggled the second day. You've got one guy didn't catch a fish at all the first day and made the cut to the top 50 by getting a big bag yesterday. So we got comers and goers. The first two guys, Aaron Martins and Chad Pipkin, stayed first and second place over the first 2 days. But everybody else has had a just different days. So,
yeah, sure. It's not an easy fishery. You know the tidal influence and that type of thing. How's the grass looking up there this year, Tim?
You don't have a lot of milfoil around.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of eelgrass, and I took a picture, pulled some grass out. It's not milfoil. It's not hydrilla. I got a picture. Joe Evans, I saw him up here yesterday. He said he can't identify it for me, but if I send him the picture, he can send it to somebody who can.
Is it wild celery?
I don't know. It does. It's kind of like longer, skinnier form of milfoil.
Okay. I can't identify from that description. But let's let's just go back here to some of these guys that are fishing this tournament. I mean, if you go on the Bassmaster.com site, you're looking at Tommy Biffle at 102nd place, and Ish Monroe at 104, and Shaw Grigsby with two fish from yesterday, 1 pound 13 ounces. What's going on there? Rick Klun down there at number 100.
Yeah, what happened was, Alan, during the first 2 days of practice, they had really, really abnormal high tides where things were just flooded.
Yeah.
There's pictures of Elk Neck State Park with water up over the pier.
Wow.
From Monday.
Yeah.
So things that they were fishing Monday, Tuesday are now high and dry.
Right.
So if that's what they practice on, they can't even get to it.
Right. KBD, Kevin Van Dam, down in 78th place with 9 pounds, 7 ounces. And some
he struggled also.
Yeah. Paul Elias, Marquette. If I remember, Paul Elias did really well here back in the Classic. He's in 59th place with only 13-1. And just a whole bunch of them. You know, Edwin Evers in 52 and some of the other names that are just, you know.
Edwin Evers, he was in 6th place yesterday and dropped to 52nd. He missed the cut for today. So
wow.
The fishing is tough up here. The big bags are few and far between. I think the biggest one was Aaron Martin yesterday with 17 and change. But these guys are starting to figure them out. It's been tough. Some guys are going slowing down. Mark's doing his power fishing, pitching, flipping, and cranking deal. But he's slowing down to get them.
You have to. You got to adapt to the fish. The fish don't adapt to you, that's for sure.
And a lot of guys are going to shaky head rigs and small jigs, while other guys are pounding the piers with jigs. So it's a hodgepodge of stuff going on out here. The guys just got to figure it out. We have one guy, Britt Myers. We talked to him yesterday while we were out on the water.
Yeah.
And he had three in the boat early on the incoming tide.
Right.
And I asked him, I said, do you think these are bonus fish because the tide's coming in? Because, you know, a lot of folks say that the outgoing is better.
Right.
He said, to be honest with you, I'm not worried about tides. I'm just trying to find a big concentration of fish, and if the tide turns them on, that's to my benefit.
That's right.
And I think a lot of guys, they're either going with that mentality or they're going to, like, a milk run a dock that they know hold fish.
Are you seeing any bait fish up there? I mean, do you see any bass schooling on the bait fish or not?
No, I don't see a lot of bass going on the bait fish because, like I said, that new form of grass, whatever it is really thick.
Yeah.
We do see my boat captain, Randy Yarnall, who I could not do this without him.
Right.
We're staying back off the anglers, and we're looking down in the grass, and we're seeing all kinds of juvenile bass, lay perch, all sorts of minnow type bait fish. So
they're just hanging in the grass and filling up. Yep.
Yep. The fishery is alive and healthy, but these big fish up here that we know are here, they're just being a little bit fickle.
Now, listen, I told Mark when he sees Bernie Schultz, and when you see Bernie Schultz, I fished a classic with him, okay? Bernie left the mouth of the Susquehanna. We fished the Susquehanna. We fished the Elk River. We fished all over up there during the last day. I think it was the last day of the classic. I don't remember. Maybe the next to last. But Bernie came down Chesapeake Bay 40 minutes to weigh in, and he left the mouth of Susquehanna and made it in time for the weigh-in. Along the way, stopped and caught a bass. Can you imagine putting the hammer down, how far that is, Tim? That's a good 40 miles.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. Even back then, when you didn't have 250 horsepower like they got today.
Let me tell you something. A sound I will never forget is the sound of a 150 horsepower, I think it was Johnson at the time, 150 horsepower motor in the air twice after jumping a freighter wake.
Man, that's crazy.
All out. The red warning light came on. The boat outside Aberdeen put his warning light on and said something over the loudspeaker. And Bernie said, "What did that guy say?" And I said, "He asked if your life insurance was paid up." I mean, it was, man, what a ride. Lost my jacket. So, but if you see Bernie, you tell him you talked to me this morning. He'll remember that ride. I know he will.
I will.
Yeah.
I will.
Tell him the guy that lost his jacket. All right. I got to go.
All right, Alan, thank you. And hey, it's been great out here, and we'll talk to you and catch up.
I think I'm coming up tomorrow, just for fun.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Where's the headquarters?
It is at Northeast Community Park in Northeast Maryland. There are a couple of different places where you have to park and be shuttled in. I can't recall the one, but the other one is Northeast Middle School.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Hey, get in touch with Sandy Turner and see if she can't get you a little bit of closer parking.
No, Sandy Turner, I'm not going to bother her at this time. She's a great lady.
She asked about you this morning.
Did she?
Yes, she did.
Oh, that's pretty.
I said, I don't know.
That what? She said what?
She asked if you were coming up. And
I got you. Yeah, I'm going to try and do that. So
see if they can hook you up with a press pass.
Well, that could work. All right, buddy. Thanks.
Okay, I'll take care.
See you, Tim. Have fun. I know you are.
All right.
Bye-bye. Tim is in his element up there. There's no question about that. That's for sure. Hey, Merrick Backcountry, the ancestral diet dogs go wild for, with a mix of exotic proteins and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat. Our grain-free recipes made in the USA offer the best nutrition for the dog whose appetite was never domesticated. Merrick Backcountry, they love the wild as much as you do. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. New location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Hey, we're going to switch from bass fishing to crabbing. You want to go crabbing? I'll tell you where to get your stuff. Clyde Sport Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9. They've got all the different types of traps, the net rings, trot lines, all the bait, the baskets. You name it, they've got it. They've got salted eels and chicken necks. They've got 500 and 1,000-foot trot lines. They've got trot line weights. They've got snoods and bait bags and floats. They got the four-door folding crab traps, the topless crab traps, the tarred line. You got everything. You crabbers know what I'm talking about. And you can get it all right there in one headquarters. And not only that, you can get the steamer. They have the aluminum steam pots. And they have the seasoning, their own brand of seasoning. So check it out at Clyde Sports Shop. Everything you need for fishing, crabbing, and hunting. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9. 242-6108, that's 410-242-6108 is the phone number. 24-hour fishing hotline is 410-247-3474 or 247-FISH. Remember that and check out the website too, Clyde's Sports, two S's in the middle, .com. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse.
near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hi, Baltimore. This is Mark Levin, and now you can hear 3 hours of my show every weeknight at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Oh, wait, I got to take a little swig of coffee here. Good morning, Fran. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
No.
Listen, I'm going to be quick before your next guest comes on.
Oh, that's 6:30. Don't worry about it.
We got you today, okay?
Yep.
Okay, good. Let me tell you, I just wanted to call to give a quick shout-out to the DNR and their hunting safety course. I got through my first two nights this week.
Good for you.
Oh.
And you're taking that at Baltimore County Fish and Game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay,
oh, yeah.
Good.
Anyway, and I just want to tell people, I know you can take it online, but let me tell you, you do not want to miss actually being in the class. I want to tell them that DNR, you should be proud of your instructors. They start on time, they end on time, they keep control of the meeting, they keep everybody focused, they have just a little bit of sense of humor, which is nice. But what I observed, you know, was the bonding between those young boys and their dads. And the young boys are sharp, you know, and they're so anxious to show that they're learning and please their dads. And I'll tell you, if the guys out there are interested in hunting, take the time to take their sons. It's something you both will remember the rest of your life. I was a little wounded because, you know, people thought I'm over in Baltimore, I lost my mind. But I'm so glad I went because I got to see that some things are still existing. You know, these guys are like men when I was a kid, how they used to behave. And it was just great. And I'm learning a lot, so much to absorb. I used to study just to pass a test. And then when I passed the test, I didn't really care if I remembered or not. But this is something that I not only want to pass the test and all, but I want to remember and retain this information that they're teaching me for the rest of my days, whatever days I have left.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, that's the idea, especially when it comes to firearms and work, you know, using firearms around other people.
Right.
I mean, you've got deadly force there in your hand.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people don't understand that. They're just going hunting to have a good time, load up the shotgun, and away they go, you know, or the rifle. But you have got to be cognizant of the safety all the time.
It's so nice, the course.
Yes,
really
it is.
Great. Yep. Everybody should check it out and come in person.
Well, the team up there at Baltimore County Game and Fish Protective Association there in Baltimore County on Northwind Road, good bunch of people. I've been to a number of their events. I know folks there. I know, Terry, as you mentioned before, and Wendy Donahue, and they got a good group of folks up there teaching. So George Nitzel and a bunch of folks that are just all around good good people with, right. You know, sound wildlife management practices in mind and, you know, the emphasis on safety, of course. And now you get to shoot today, right?
No, not yet. I think it's Thursday.
Oh, okay. You get to shoot on Thursday. Got it. Well, that'll be fun.
Oh, the whole thing. It's like I can't wait to get the class now, you know.
That's
and I haven't
fun.
Had anything get me excited in years. You
I got gotcha.
You. But
gotcha.
I'm telling people. And there's a few ladies in the class, too. So, you know, it's come on out. Check it out. You won't regret it.
No, you won't. Very good. I've taken that course. I think I've taken it twice here in Maryland. I've taken the Bose safety course here in Maryland, and I took it when I was a kid in Pennsylvania. And still, you know, I always appreciate the fact that everybody gets, you know, like you said, it depends on the team, and that team there is especially a good one. And right here in Baltimore County, it's superb. So,
oh, yeah. It is
right.
good.
Well, Fran,
okay.
I appreciate you calling in. Thanks.
All right. Hey, wish me luck next week.
Good luck, Fran.
Thanks.
Well, I know you're going to do well.
Okay.
And if you need a mentor, you got my number.
Okay.
See you, babe.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There she goes, Fran. Miss Fran, always a pleasure to talk to Fran. You know, she started calling here. She jumped in the fray when the hunters weren't coming out to testify in favor of Sunday hunting in Baltimore County, and we've got her snippet recorded on the Ellis Outdoors website, and we invited her to our Maryland Hunting Coalition dinner and benefit. My buddy Chuck drove down to Baltimore and picked her up and brought her to Westminster. And I got to reach out to Chuck. I haven't heard from him in a while. I guess he's been on vacation, which is good. So, but yeah. That's what it is. She got interested in the outdoors. She's taken a hunter safety course and told me about a friend, a landowner that she knows down in Talbot County. So we'll see how that all works out. Very good. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you'd like to call, we have time for, I believe, one or two more phone calls. The number is 410-922-6680. If you'd like to comment on the Bassmaster Class, Bassmaster Elite event, Cecil County. If you'd like to talk about Fran, if you'd like to talk about anything we've already talked about or broach your own subject, we'll be glad to have that for you. That's for sure. I have to do this one more time and then, you know, the lines are going to be wide open until the rest of the hour. Merrick Backcountry for dogs whose taste buds are still wild. We had chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat to grain-free high-protein kibble made in the USA with no ingredients from China. None. Zero. Zip. Nada. Merrick Backcountry is the ancestral diet preferred by dogs who prefer the outdoors. That's Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you do. Big display at Petco, that's for sure. Right there in the walk-in, there it is, Merrick Backcountry. Cans, bags, treats, you name it.
Oh, excuse me.
Coffee apparently hasn't kicked in yet, although I thought it did. Sitting here with my breakfast of champions, a cup of coffee and some Fig Newtons. That's great. Gets me going in the morning. Brian Farlow, our producer. And Bethany just came in. Good morning. How are you? We're going to have a guest the next hour. The guy's name is Sam Larson. If you watch the History Channel and you watch the Survivor series there called Alone, Sam will be here. Sam was able to take 10 items with him when they dropped him on Vancouver Island. And you carry only what you can fit in the backpack. Yeah, these are a bunch of survivalists. And, you know, it's pretty interesting. So we'll talk to Sam about that. I think he's one of the finalists. So we'll check that out. It's a one-of-a-kind survival series that pits people against the unknown in complete isolation. And that's from Russ McCarroll, who's the Vice President of Development and Programming. Without producers or camera crews following their every move, the survivalist experts are truly going off the grid to persevere with endurance. I like going off the grid from time to time. I enjoy going off the grid from time to time. I just unplug the cell phone. I go and be by myself, and I enjoy it, and I can relax a little bit. So every now and then. I wish it was Vancouver Island like these guys that face the bears and the wolves and everything else, but, you know, that's the way it is. All right. Well, I guess we're gonna go out of here without a phone call. What did you think about that bear attack? Now, that was in Virginia. You think that could be repeated in Garrett or Allegheny County here in Maryland? Absolutely. Without any question, that could be repeated. You never know what's going on out there in the wild. You don't know if that bear's been injured. Maybe it's old, having trouble with its own food sources. Here comes a succulent human down the trail. Nice and slow. Smells good. And who knows how it tastes, but we're going to try it. And the bear has all the weapons to make it worse on you than you make it worse on them. I was reading the July issue of Field and Stream about a guy who was attacked by a black bear. Had a knife. All he had was a knife. And he was chewed up pretty good. As much as he stabbed that bear and, you know, did everything he could to avoid that attack, and finally, he eventually killed the bear. He didn't know it because he was in the hospital. His buddies went out and found it. But, if you get that copy of that July Field and Stream with a big knife on the cover, talks about surviving a shark attack, a bear attack, and I forget something else, but it's very interesting. And, you know, I've brought the subject, I used to bring it up all the time, about bear attacks, coyote attacks, wolf attacks. You know, it's a wild world out there in certain places where you go. This poor guy out there in Yellowstone, you know, I don't know, there's 50 or 60 grizzlies out there in Yellowstone. He ran across a female bear with two cubs. Who knows? They might have looked cross-eyed at each other. He might not have known anything. She might just have come and grabbed him and did him in. The bear was, it seemed to me, emaciated from what I can see. The full-grown female grizzly bear weighed under 300 pounds. That's pretty bad. And they did euthanize that bear. And when they say they euthanize these animals, just an idea of the process. They found this bear. They gave her a sedative. You know, they gave her an injection. And what am I trying to say? They knocked her out. And of course, they tested the DNA samples, kept her in captivity, tested the DNA, found out that yes, she was the bear that ate the guy. And who knows how they took the samples and whose DNA they compared to what. I want to know that process. Or, well, you know, it could be interesting. But once they determined that the bear was the one that ate the guy, again, euthanized a bear. I mean, yeah. What am I trying to say? Sedated. That's the word. Sedated the bear. Sedated the bear. Took a bolt gun. Took a captive bolt gun. Pop, right on top of the head. Done. That's it. That's what they do. Just like they put down a cow in the slaughter shop. So, eat a human, pay the price in Yellowstone. That's just the way it works. That's the policy. Good policy, by the way. Forget it. Don't try and save the bear just because she was, quote, defending her young. Who knows what the condition of that bear was? So, could have been rabid. When you find out, do the ultimate thing. Sorry, bear. You got to go. You ate one of us. All right, we're going to go. We'll be back right after the top of the hour, right after the news, and we'll be back with the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. Let me do this. One more time. I'm going to refill that. Now it's time to say get out, stay out, stay safe.